This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A D-Day for Wall Street.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The American financial system has rarely seen a day like this one. Wall Street is in crisis mode, and that's no exaggeration. First, Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy this morning. The government said no bailout, and no one wanted to buy Lehman. So thousands of people will lose their jobs, and the bank could be liquidated. Second, Merrill Lynch is being sold to Bank of America. That deal was sealed early this morning, $29 a share. So unlike Lehman shareholders, Merrill Lynch investors are getting something. And the next toppling giant might be the world's largest insurance company, AIG. We'll get to that in a minute. First, let's get some reaction to these two storied Wall Street firms going down. Diane Swonk is with Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Diane, how do you see this?
Well, this really is sort of the crescendo of things that could have happened, and they finally did happen. It's sort of the, you know, straw that broke the camel's back in terms of cleaning out the system. And as hard as this is, and it's very hard, especially for friends of mine on Wall Street going through this personally, the reality is that this is the exact opposite of what Japan did. Japan did not deal with their problems. Our ability to face and embrace these problems and get beyond them is critical.
Well, the federal government really stepped back here and put the brakes on its increasing involvement in Wall Street. Is that what was needed?
I think it is. As hard as it was, and it is for employees of Lehman, there has to be a line drawn in the sand of what the federal government's willing to put taxpayers at risk about.
It seems like this is just such a dramatic shift in the investment banking landscape on Wall Street because you're losing two huge players here. How do you see this playing out down the road?
Well, you know, it opens up, again, with every change, there is opportunity, and it opens up opportunity for many of the regional niche players, of which one of which I work for. So, you know, I can't say that there isn't, as hard as this is, there's opportunity for us as well. We had such a Wall Street-centric view of financial markets, and the reality is not only are financial markets national, but they're global in scope. And so of all times for this to happen, as detrimental and as scary as it is, we do have more players in financial markets today all around the globe that are equipped to do these deals. And frankly, it's been the foreigners coming in and providing money that have been, you know, the biggest offset and backstop to the current situation, not making it worse.
All right, Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Here's how investors are reacting. Could be worse. The Dow is down almost 300 points, about 2.5%. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are also down a couple percent so far. Shares in London and elsewhere in Europe are down 4%. Japan and Hong Kong did not trade today, but other Asian markets had about 4% losses by the close. Shares of insurance company AIG are getting crushed. They're down 40% this morning. AIG is in trouble too, just like Lehman and Merrill Lynch. We're joined by our New York bureau chief, Amy Scott. Amy, why is an insurance company tied up in this Wall Street mess?
Right. Well, Lehman, Merrill, Washington Mutual, AIG, what all of these firms have in common is investments tied to risky mortgages. Now, AIG is an insurer, but it sold contracts to protect bond investors against losses from subprime and other risky investments. And as those investments have lost value, AIG has lost a ton of money.
So what is AIG going to do to try to save itself?
Well, you know, it's facing a potential downgrade by the major credit rating agencies, which could be disastrous for the company. So AIG is working on a plan to raise money and sell some assets. The company is reportedly seeking help from the Federal Reserve, possibly in the form of a loan. It would be very unusual for an insurance company to get that kind of help from the Fed.
Yeah.
But I think it says a lot about our complex financial system, where arguably if AIG ran into real trouble, it could affect the whole system.
And the Fed, even though it backed off the Lehman situation, it isn't disappearing. The Fed is considering some more action. What is it up to right now?
Fed officials were working around the clock this weekend. They're taking some additional steps to calm the markets by saying that the Fed will accept a broader array of securities as collateral for its loans. Officials are also working with the Global Consortium of Banks, which announced a $70 billion pool of money to lend to troubled institutions. And, of course, the Fed meets tomorrow to set interest rate policy. Now, analysts are expecting the committee to keep short-term rates steady at 2%. But in the face of this crisis on Wall Street, it is possible we may see another rate cut in the coming weeks.
Wow. All right. Amy Scott in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
The turmoil on Wall Street is also affecting the price of oil. It's down about $7 this morning to $95 a barrel. Investors are getting out of oil and looking for safer investments. And this week, Congress takes up the issue of offshore drilling. Here's Steve Henn.
The Democrats' energy bill repeals tax subsidies for big oil, expands tax incentives for renewable energy, and opens the door to offshore drilling 50 miles out from the U.S. coast. But before oil companies drill, each coastal state has to give its okay. And Republican Congressman John Peterson says the current bill makes that unlikely.
They took away the royalty sharing for the states.
Right now in the Gulf of Mexico, the states and the feds each take a slice of those royalties. But under the Democrats' plan, the feds would get all the money from new wells in the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Why would a state legislature fight the environmental community to open up drilling when their state doesn't get rewarded?
Peterson co-authored a competing bipartisan bill that would have shared those offshore revenues with states, allowed for drilling closer to shore, and used the federal money to fund alternative energy investments. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.